So Be'ezah should be learned Dav Samech Aleph from Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include Nekoyim V'Sloyim, where the large ditches and stones that divide a field are included in its measurement concerning Hekdesh, redeeming a sanctified field, Mecher, the sale of a field, and Kedushin, a stipulation of a Kedushin. Tanai B'nei God B'nei Reuven, the concept of Tanai Mevatel Maisa, that a verbal stipulation can revoke an action, is derived from the incident of the B'nei God B'nei Reuven, who made a Tanai that they will assist in conquering Eretz Yisrael, and in return, Moshe Rabbeinu pledged the Maisa that they will receive their portion of land in Eiver HaYarden, the east side of the Yarden. Therefore, stipulations are only binding if they are comparable to the stipulation articulated by Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Among others, this includes the following requirements. Tanai Kafel, articulating both possible outcomes of the condition and their consequences. Tanai Koidim L'Maisa, mentioning the condition before stating its consequence. And Hen Koidim L'Lav, mentioning the positive outcome first. The Gemara cites several stipulations mentioned in the Torah that seem to be a Tanai Kafel, including Az Tinoke Me'alasi, the details of Avram's arrangement with Eliezer, Im Lo Yishachab, the psukim concerning the Saita, and Hu Yischata Boy, the purification process of the ashes of the Parah Adumah.